It's been another solid session for the Australian share market, the ASX 200, climbing around 31 points or a half a percent to 5,928 points. It's now the third straight session that we've seen gains for the Aussie market and improvements coming in the last 9 out of 10 sessions. So certainly a strong lead-in from Wall Street welcoming in the US midterm election results. On our own markets, the financials really pushing the market high. We've had 3 of the 4 big banks in higher by around that 2% mark. The exception was NAB, down closer to 4% as it trades ex-dividend. Next week, we'll see ANZ and Westpac trade ex-dividend on Monday and Tuesday. Healthcare stocks also lifted, CSL and ResMed up between 1.5% and 2%, while the staples, the supermarkets, Woolies and Coles owner Wesfarmers, both higher by more than 1% as well. Materials were a bit of a laggard. We had the gold miners a little bit weaker. Telcos also weighing Telstra and TPG down about that 1.5%. mark. APA shares fell close to 10% after the federal government through Treasurer Josh Frydenberg announced that it may block the proposed takeover by a foreign consortium due to the fact that it's not in the best interest of the nation. We had also a big day for company announcements. APT, Afterpay, Chuch up around 11% on a business update, saying it's growing its sales network in the US and, of course, in Australia and New Zealand. Nine and Fairfax both flat after the ACCC has announced that it's approving the merger to go ahead between the two media giants. Some other company news coming through: REA Group, which owns realestate.com.au, up about 8% after announcing some quarterly results. News Corp, which has a fair ownership in REA Group, also high by around 4% on its own quarterly update. But James Hardy, the building materials maker, down about 14% on a softer update. We have also seen some stronger Chinese trade data come through this afternoon, and which has lifted the Aussie dollar to around 72.8 US cents.